failed you. Work hard, play by the rules. You aren't guaranteed success. Your children will not have a better life than you did. 10 million of you can't even get a job, even though you desperately want one. We've been crippled by Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, by welfare, by entitlements. And that is the root of the problem. Entitlements. Let me be clear. You are entitled to nothing. You are entitled to nothing.
Homeless problem, however, is worse now than ever, according to a new report, which says that nearly 115,000 people went homeless last year, including nearly 40,000 children.
Martha!
Get back!
Is he okay?
Get back!
He doesn't move! You kill him!
No!
You kill him! You kill him, my husband!
Get back!
Let us be clear. We are here tonight because the president continues to conduct an illegal program. We are not collecting the information of spies. We are not collecting the information of terrorists. We are collecting all American citizens' records all of the time.
People are being evicted from their homes. Police brutality is on the rise. Surveillance is at an all-time high. The Constitution is being violated every day. Your gun rights are disappearing day by day. Learn how to fight back legally and responsibly with your host, Steve Cates, on A Call to Rights. Call in now, 602-277-5369, or nationally, 1-866-536-1100. Always refuse to be a victim.
At 6 minutes after the hour, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here on the show that you tell us over the last decade that you like so much. A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, proudly here on Independent Talk 1100 KFMX. As always, if you're a first-time listener to the radio show, and for those listening over this particular decade, we thank you again. The main theme of the radio show has, and always will continue to be this, always refuse to be a victim, because in our humble opinion, a victim is simply someone with no options. Always fight back, legally and responsibly. And we're hoping, that is, to light up our phone lines, as always. And that's really not a problem with the great listeners out there. To go to the front of the caller line, give us a call here on the Call to Rights hotline. The local Call to Rights hotline is simply 602-277-5369. And nationally, as this audience continues to grow, the national Call to Rights hotline is 1-866-536-1100. And to learn so much more about all the 24-hour-a-day hosts that we have here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, visit the flagship website for this radio show and this radio station, 1100kfnx.com. And more apropos to our one-hour radio show each week, visit calltorights.com with great guests. Well, folks, as we move into month number 5, May of 2016, as we all out there, I'm sure, are very concerned about where this presidential election is headed, and much of our programming, as we will continue through the months, will be focused on the real story behind the elections. But today, just in case many of you are not aware, May is the month of armed forces. And on Saturday, the 21st of May is Armed Forces Day. And in this particular program, we're going to be taking a different angle, not only saluting Americans veterans, but to talk a little bit more about what happens with our American veterans when they suffer the horrors of something we call PTSD. In just a few moments, we'll be introduced to Dr. Keith Cantor. He's a good friend of this radio show and will be continuing, I'm sure, to talk to us throughout the year. He's more than a naturopathic doctor, and he'll be here to talk about not only his military experience, but the problem that PTSD presents to all of us out there, and some of the natural solutions that he has, and some of the programs that he's working with that I'm sure this audience would appreciate hearing. And then as we continue, ladies and gentlemen, on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates, from the 12:30 to 1 o'clock portion of our show, we salute no stranger to this radio show, United States veteran that we'll have on the radio show, Jack Holder. He's been on with us before, a World War II naval aviator. His new book, Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement, The Jack Holder Story, really needs to be told once more, ladies and gentlemen. He, a witness to Pearl Harbor way back then on that very sacred day, as it continues to be in the minds of many Americans and should be. Never forget December the 7th of 1941. And above all, ladies and gentlemen, never forget the veterans who served our country, who died for freedom for this great nation. And don't let anybody tell you differently. Our first guest is Dr. Keith Cantor. Dr. Cantor has been an advocate of natural food and healthy living for over 30 years. In 1994, he was appointed CEO of Service Foods Incorporated, the largest all-natural food company of its kind in the United States. He is currently the CEO and founder of the NAME program, which frees people from addiction through nutrition. He has a PhD in nutritional science, a doctorate in naturopathic medicine, and a doctorate in business entrepreneurship. He also holds undergraduate degrees in both biology and chemistry. And a special thank you to Dr. Cantor for his service to our nation. Dr. Cantor has been an officer in the United States Marine Corps, Lieutenant Colonel since 1976, and still serves in the reserves. And with that, I'd like to welcome Dr. Keith Cantor to A Call to Rights. Good afternoon, Doctor, and thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me on the show, Steve. And just so you know, April, I officially am off the rolls. It was 40 years, for me being in the Marines.
So, well, thank you for your service.
They can't call me back anymore.
There you go. But what? Once a Marine, always a Marine. And
that's correct.
We'll be talking with Jack Holder. With his
That's
distinguished
a real hero.
Career. Well, you bet, brother. And we all did our part, and we do appreciate the time today. But, Doctor, in the short time we have with you today to correlate some of the things that we're talking about, you have a vast knowledge of the health and nutrition world. But let's talk more specifically about the problems of PTSD. We hear about this all over the place. And you, above anybody that we could get who has his area of, you know, specialty as a PhD, talk to us about the problem of PTSD and from your perspective, what are some of the solutions that may not be readily talked about in your area of expertise in the health and nutrition world, too?
Well, what I do, as you said, is I use natural foods in the form of menus to help people that either have substance abuse problems, which is how the NAMED program started, mm-hmm. which stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking, which is why I call it NAMED,
yes.
since nobody's going to remember that.
You bet.
And then over a short period of time, I expanded into almost all of the mental illnesses, except instead of going after the opiate receptors like I do with substance abuse, mm-hmm. I go after the specific chemicals for the different mental illnesses. And there's a lot of them that are facing our veterans. PTSD is one of them, which mm-hmm. I will go over.
Yes, sir.
But you also have depression and anxiety. And as they get older, but in their case sometimes at a younger age, dementia and Alzheimer's. And there's specific menus that I've designed. And, you know, you, of course, go through a therapist to do it correctly because it's not going to work if you just, you know, have the meal and magic, it's finished.
Yes.
If you go through a therapist and you eat the right foods, they'll be able to lower the medicine in 90% of the cases. And in a few percent of the cases, it may actually make it go away, but that's very few.
Yes.
And in a few percent, they'll just say it made them feel better because it's, you know, much healthier foods, but they weren't able to lower the medicine. But in the vast bulk of them, 90-odd percent, they're able to lower the medicine that our veterans are taking. And I think that's very important because
yes.
in most cases, medicine has side effects.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of the cases, it's poison in some form or fashion that kills what we want, but also kills other things.
Yes.
So that's what I emphasize is helping all people, but our veterans especially, because I hold that near and dear, that have substance abuse problems or other problems like PTSD and, like I mentioned, depression and anxiety.
You bet. And, Doctor, we're about 2 minutes away from the break here, but I just wanted to get your quick comment on something statistically. The United States of America has some 4-point-something percentage of the world's population, and I'm reading that we have over 80-ish percent and maybe higher of the use of opiates in our world from the pharmaceutical world, and I think certainly that's something that we've got about a minute for a comment before we go to the break.
Well, it's worse than that, but yes, mm-hmm. that's true. But it's not just 80% of the opioids.
Mm-hmm.
We take approximately 80% of all the drugs
there
that are produced for the world,
wow.
including pharmaceutical drugs, because
mm-hmm.
that's how they trained us. If something's the matter, you take a pill for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to go to that and abuse that and to go to illegal drugs, which in many cases is actually less expensive than the pharmaceutical drugs. So it was an easy jump to do it. Mm-hmm. And they pushed us through that, through great advertising and marketing over the years.
You bet.
You ask a baby, what do you do if this happens? And he'll say, take a pill. You know, start at
exactly.
6 or 7 years old, that's what they say.
It's conditioning at an early age.
That's
Doctor,
right.
You're so right. And when we come back from this particular break, we'll continue here on our discussion as we salute our veterans. May is the month, Armed Forces Month, but Armed Forces Day is May the 21st. And also, Dr. Cantor, you're lighting up the phone lines here, too. So we'll have Ron in Phoenix, and we have other callers with their questions and comments. I'm Steve Cates, your navigator of the airwaves here, but I couldn't do it without our producer, Michael O'Connor. So a big thank you to him for navigating all these 50,000 watts of the radio station that you've come to depend on for your news and information. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. We continue here as we move out and as we move on to, you know, sight and sound here, folks, with so much more. Right after this break on A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. Stay tuned. AGI Sporting Goods is a sponsor of A Call to Rights with me, Steve Cates. What a gun shop should be. They treat people as you would want to be treated. Stop by now and see for yourself. They're located at 10444 East Apache Trail in Apache Junction. That's just west of Signal Butte Road. A vast inventory of firearms and so much more. All major brands. More tactical rifles than just about anyone in the area. A Kimber master dealer and a SIG significant dealer too. Surplus rifles and ammo too. And how about a Class 3 gunsmith on site? Knives, survival gear, and long-term storage foods too. AJI Sporting Goods prides themselves with the best trades for your dollar and honest estate appraisals. Owner Jeff Surdy believes in your Second Amendment rights and our Constitution. Call them now at 480-984-8616. That's 480-984-8616 on the World Wide Web at ajisports.com. AJI Sporting Goods, what a gun shop should be. It's the Hero House, great Mediterranean cuisine right in Mesa. Hero House specializes in original Greek heroes, kebab and Greek salads, and so much more. Come say hello to owner Sammy at 3617 East Southern Avenue, suite number 4 in Mesa. That's on the southeast corner of Southern and Val Vista. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call them at 480-654-8117. Dine-in, takeout, and catering for all your meeting and party needs. Call the Hero House, 480-654-8117. Guns Etc. in Mesa, Arizona is a full-service firearms dealer. They offer quality guns, accessories, optics, holsters, ammo, safes, and so much more. They're a stocking dealer for most firearm manufacturers, and add to that, a Class 3 dealer too. They offer training and quality gunsmithing on site. One of the Valley's only virtual shooting ranges. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 480-963-4311. That's 480-963-4311. They're conveniently located at 2910 South Alma School Road in Mesa. To learn much more about the offerings of Guns Etc., visit them on the World Wide Web at GunsEtc.com.
Hi, this is Barry Farber, and you're listening to a man I have found well worth listening to. His name is Steve Cates on A Call to Rights. Always refuse to be a victim. Fight back legally and responsibly.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to Steve Cates on A Call to Rights. Always refuse to be a victim.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now here's your host, Steve Cates.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Who could get better than George Washington actually saying that? And still true today, as this nation continues as a constitutional republic, contrary to what you might hear in the downstream media. We're simply not a democracy. At 18 minutes after the hour, we continue with our special guest as we salute our military. this particular month of May. Armed Forces Day is of the 21st, and we thought it appropriate to talk to American heroes and veterans. On the line is Dr. Keith Kandor, naturopathic doctor and so much more. He's here with us today to talk about the ills of PTSD and some of the naturopathic ways in which people can look to, not the pharmacological pornography that seems to pervade the world today. Doctor, welcome back. Let's go to Ron in line number one. Let's welcome Ron to the radio show. Ron, good afternoon. How are you today?
Hi there, Steve.
Hey, yes.
Say, Doc, I've got something that I can't remember anybody ever bringing up, okay? I got back from NAM, and I gravitated to anything that was dangerous. As an example, I was a aerobatic instructor pilot, you name it, anything that... and then I began to realize I was addicted to adrenaline.
That's right, you're an adrenaline junkie is what they call it.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that about you, Ron, but no, on a serious note, has that come back to be managed now, or to tell us your current situation?
Hey, Steve, I'm so old nowadays, you know, I just kind of cruise along. I'm pretty, you know, docile in my old age.
Interesting commentary, but you're so right, Doctor. Adrenaline junkie. But, Doctor, tell us more about this. I mean, obviously many people have this same situation. Ron's not alone, but describe it in a little more detail for us.
Well, our adrenal gland will release one of two substances depending on what's needed. Well, no substances.
Mm-hmm.
One is adrenaline when something happens, like you break a finger or, you know, get hurt. Adrenaline will be reduced, and that'll stop a lot of the other functions in the body. It comes from the old fight-or-flight mechanism.
Yes.
But if you have a chronic problem, like I did with a bad back,
mm-hmm.
instead of it releasing adrenaline, the adrenal gland will release cortisol, which does somewhat the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but over a much, much longer period of time, and it stops the serotonin and melatonin from forming or functioning, which is what makes us more mellow and stuff like that until we reach, I guess I'm in the same case as your guest now that I'm 61 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I still won't sit with my back to the door, but my wife always says, what are you going to, you know, in a restaurant
sure.
or something like that? But she goes, what are you going to do if a bunch of people come in? I said, I don't know, but that's how I was raised and brought up. I can't sit with my back to a door. I feel
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable.
I hear you.
So it's the same idea. And you're really not addicted, per se, to adrenaline like you are with other drugs and substances, even sugar. But you get used to it, and you enjoy it, and it makes you feel better. And it gives you the highs and lows.
Yes.
And that's what happens, you know, when you do go to
mm-hmm.
war, or even, you know, like our firemen or policemen or just people that are into that. Like you said, he was an acrobatic flyer, et cetera. They just love that, and it makes them feel good.
Oh, they do.
That's their way of getting high.
And you know, Doctor, our next guest, and Ron, I know, are you still with us, Ron? Because
yeah,
I just wanted to mention,
still here.
Our next guest is no stranger to this radio show, the Jack Holder story, his title of his book, A World War II Naval Aviation Story. He's 95 years young, sitting here in our dais at the at our, you know, Ground Zero headquarters here. Here's the title, Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement. How about that? And we're going to get set for that. But, Ron, your quick comment with the Dr.
Yeah,
Kandor,
Doc,
closing as we move on.
Could you do the guys a favor, especially the guys that are coming back, the younger guys, make them aware of this adrenaline thing? Because it took me a long time to catch on to what was going on.
Yeah, and it's hard, too, because they like it. It's fun. And when you're younger, you know, all your friends like it and fun, so it's reinforced. You know, verbally and by their actions, you know, you're so cool, you did this, you did that.
Yes.
So it's much harder when you're young, when you reach it. Am I allowed to ask how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 74.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm 61. So I think I might have been a little bit of an adrenaline junkie myself. But as I got older, there was less and less of that because, you know, you can't do as much.
Absolutely.
You know? So it tends to wear away. But they do have to watch it, especially around their family,
mm-hmm.
where they react too quick and things like that. So it is good to bring it to the forefront, especially when somebody's just coming home from a rotation.
Well, thank you, Doctor. And Ron, as always, thanks for being part of the show for at least 10 years. It looks like we're brothers in arms together, and we continue.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you so much. Let's move on to line number two. We have Charlie in Atlanta, Georgia. Charlie, good afternoon. You're on with Dr. Keith Kandor. How are you, sir?
Hi, Steve.
Hello there.
love you, love the show.
Thank you.
Dr. Cantor, pleased to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, Charlie.
Thank you. You know, I keep hearing and reading that alkaline water is good for you. Is that really true?
Yes, and let me explain.
Okay.
Our body's supposed to have a certain pH. If you remember pH from science classes,
sure,
below 7
sure.
is acidic, above 7 is alkaline. Our body's supposed to be about 7.35 to 7.45. When it's not, it's called acidosis, and it causes inflammation, which causes lots of problems. In my case, it's actually part of my program, so that's a good question. I have the people drink alkaline water.
Mm-hmm.
To get rid of the inflammation, because the inflammation makes the insulin mechanism not work properly, which makes the sugar not work properly. And sugar is one of the things that stimulates the opiate receptors, which causes them to release chemicals, which makes us take the drugs and alcohol. But it also affects things like arthritis, fibromyalgia, Crohn's disease, etc. But, you know, mm-hmm. It's funny you brought it up, because what I did, and I still do, and I'm slowly changing it, is if you look at my menus on my website, which I guess Steve will mention sooner or later, in the program, I say with every meal, before a meal, after a meal, and during a meal, to drink alkaline water.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm slowly changing that now. Am I allowed to mention a product as long as it's not
You can mention
Steve?
Whatever you want. I mean, this
okay.
is fine. There's no
Anyhow, I just recently
time, is the,
found
time
out,
is the problem. That's all.
I just recently found out about a product called Aqua OH Negative.
Okay.
And although it's an alkaline water, that's not how it works. What it does is it uses the OH, and everybody knows water is H2O, but it has hundreds of thousands of millions of OH molecules in it, OH negative, and they run around the body looking and hunting for another H, and they take those away from acids.
Mm-hmm.
So, once they take it, the OH becomes H2O, and it's urinated out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't end up with too much alkaline water, but you get rid of the acids, which are causing the problems, like for me with the insulin mechanism, or your arthritis, or
right.
your fibromyalgia,
yes.
or your Crohn's disease, or problems even with the heart or brain. So I just started taking this product a few weeks ago, and what a difference, because it works on the real problem. The problem is to help the body maintain the pH,
yes.
and this does it by getting rid of the acid, instead of just flooding it like I do with alkaline water, which also works,
mm-hmm.
but this works better, much more scientifically. I think it comes from limestone, if I remember
okay.
correctly the way they do, but it's called Aqua OH,
mm-hmm.
and it's a new company. I don't even know if they're really selling much yet, but it's called the Optimal Harmony Water Company,
mm-hmm.
and it's been great, and every doctor I've showed it to just loved it.
Well, I appreciate that, and appreciate that greatly. But Charlene,
but it definitely helps.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Inflammation is a huge problem that's not talked about,
yes.
and alkaline water helps that, and this one helps it more. Oh, and it's also extremely good for cancer.
Oh, that's good.
Because cancer thrives in an acidic environment,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't do well in an alkaline environment.
Well, thank you. Charlie in Atlanta, I hope that suffices for an answer for now as the clock runs down here to the bottom of the hour. But Dr. Cantor, you're going to be with us and in the background here. You're welcome as a veteran to stay with us as we then explore in our next half hour. A very interesting man here, no stranger to this microphone. We've had him here many times, Jack Holder, on the World War II Naval Aviation Story, the book entitled Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement. Dr. Cantor's website, simply Dr. Keith Cantor, that's K-A-N-T-O-R. You can learn so much more about what he does. Calling us, of course, from the great city back on the in the east, Atlanta, Georgia, and the great state of Georgia.
And named program
yes.
is the one that's more specific about substance abuse and mental illness.
Okay, and give that website out so people know
it's
that.
NAMED, mm-hmm. your named Steve.
Yes.
NAMEDprogram.com. And when you come back from break, I'd like 40 seconds to describe in detail. I wrote it out, so I won't waste time. Exactly what PTSD is,
mm-hmm.
and some of the natural cures for it. I could do it in less than a minute.
You've got that minute
it.
Right now before we
okay.
go to break. You bet.
Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is a mental condition that's triggered by a terrifying event, either experiencing it or witnessing it. Symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event and depression. Nutrition may aid in the management of PTSD. This plan will focus on avoiding stimulants in the afternoon and evening, such as caffeine, preventing nutrient deficiencies, and consuming foods rich in magnesium, a mineral that helps promote sleep and muscle relaxation, in addition to optimal hormonal balance, specifically the two hormones related to sleep, melatonin and serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
This plan is rich in omega-3 fatty acids like salmon, low in processed sugar, high in quality proteins. We try to make it free of dyes and additives and preservatives. Chemically pure whole foods are recommended as much as possible. And this plan incorporates healthy fats,
okay,
antioxidants.
And we've got to run, Doctor. We'll keep you on the line here as we continue with our next guest, Dr. Keith Cantor. Thank you so much for joining us, talking about this very serious issue and problem for our veterans, PTSD, and so much more. Here, I'm Steve Cates. We're here on A Call to Rights every week, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock in this particular Mountain Standard time zone. And again, you're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, the 50,000-watt powerhouse of the Desert Southwest. We'll be right back.
I'm Laura Ingram, and lucky you, because you are tuned into the 50,000-watt powerhouse, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Listen to me weekdays at 6 a.m.
A raging wildfire in Alberta, Canada could burn to the edges of the Suncor oil sands facility. The fire and mass evacuation have forced as much as a quarter of Canada's oil output offline and is expected to affect the Canadian economy, already hit with a dramatic fall in the price of oil, Alberta Premier Rachel Notley a short time ago.
The government of Alberta is working closely with the energy industry to do a careful assessment of the effect of this fire on the industry.
A spring storm that pounded parts of central and southern California with heavy rain continues to bring scattered showers and a chance of more flooding through the weekend. Scattered showers were heavy at times today, prompting weather forecasters to leave flash flood warnings in effect. Convicted Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, who twice pulled off brazen jailbreaks, was abruptly transferred to a prison in northern Mexico right near the Texas border today.
We don't know about the process of the security measures being taken into Ciudad Juarez. We can only assume that it's the strictest kind.
Correspondent Nick Valencia, who believes El Chapo may soon be extradited to the U.S. I'm Michael Toscano.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for this afternoon, look for a slight chance of a shower. We could have a thunderstorm. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 77. A slight chance of showers and storms continues tonight. Today, mostly cloudy, high of 59. For Mother's Day on Sunday, there's a slight chance of a shower. We could have an afternoon thunderstorm with a high of 79. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 73 degrees.
Cactus Flower, every day, every occasion. Since 1972, Cactus Flower florists have been delivering quality flowers and gifts throughout the Phoenix metro area. Cactus Flower is an award-winning Arizona florist with a reputation of high quality and unique design. Order now by calling them at 480-483-9200. That's 480-483-9200. Visit them on the World Wide Web at cactusflower.com and like them on Facebook at Cactus Flower Florist. Cactus Flower, every day, every occasion. Yao's Chinese Restaurant, located at 2487 South Gilbert Road in Gilbert, was recently awarded the prestigious Top 100 Chinese Restaurant USA Award. This award is given to the best restaurants in their class, and Yao's won in the category of excellence in signature dishes. To experience for yourself the Yao's difference, call them at area code 480-899-0308. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Make it Yao's fine Chinese cuisine. Take it from me, Steve Cates, Dr. Sky, when it comes to experiencing a real Brazilian steakhouse or churrascaria, you need to experience the wonders of Fogo de Chão in Scottsdale. Fogo de Chão, the original taste of southern Brazil, they're located near the southwest corner of Lincoln and Scottsdale Road in Scottsdale. To make reservations, call them at 480-609-8866 or on the World Wide Web at fogo.com. Fogo de Chão, the gaucho way of preparing meat.
This is breaking news for anyone taking any vitamin pills, capsules, or powders. The greatest nutritional discovery in history is now available, and it will obsolete all those other products. The product I'm talking about is called Protovite. Go to protovite.biz. That's spelled P as in Paul, R O D as in David, O V as in Victory, I T E .biz, B I Z. Protovite.biz, and you will see the irrefutable scientific proof. proof that within 5 minutes of taking 1 ounce of Protovite, the entire structure and function of unhealthy blood starts to change back to healthy blood. So go to protovite.biz and see the scientific proof yourself. And if you have any loved ones who are suffering from any disease or are sick and tired of being sick and tired, send them to protovite.biz. It will change their life and change their health.
This is Roger Stone, New York Times best-selling author, conservative firebrand, and publisher of StoneZone.com. You're listening to Steve Cates at A Call to Rights.
You are listening to A Call to Rights with Steve Cates, heard on KFNX, News Talk Radio 1100. Always refuse to be a victim. A victim is someone with no options. Visit us at www.calltorights.com.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, activation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
All of the children.
The world is a ball of confusion. To get unconfused, get your calls in now. 602-277-5369 or toll free 1-866-536-1100. And now, back to the man who's fighting for your rights, Steve Cates.
Hunkered down behind a fortress of sandbags on December the 7th, 1941, I wondered if this was the day I would die. That morning, I had watched as Japanese dive bombers devastated Pearl Harbor. I knew that we would no longer sit on the sidelines of the war ravaging Europe. I awoke that notorious Sunday morning, a simple Texas farm boy. By nightfall, my innocence stripped away. I had become a man. The prologue of our special guest book with Jack Holder, Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement, and 35 minutes after the hour. We welcome you, Jack, to this radio show. This is the number of times we've had you here, and always an honor, sir. As you now are just about ready, what, in this year to celebrate your 95th birthday. Well, happy early birthday, and thank you, sir, for your service to the United States of America.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's always a pleasure to join you. I appreciate the kind words. I don't claim to be a hero. I just happen to be there, but I serve my country.
Jack, this is fascinating. We'll get right to it because I'm going to open up the phone lines here. As always, locally, 602-277-5369, nationally, 1-866-536-1100. And Dr. Keith Cantor, our special guest of the first segment of the show, is still here with us today. But I'd like to go right to you, Jack. I just read a little bit of your prologue here, and it's just amazing. And I get chills when I think about this because you're a young man, 19 years of age.
Right, mate.
On that very, very solemn day that should never be forgotten in American history, just like 9/11, describe your position, what you were doing, and tell us about what happens. And now we go to Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941, in the mind and the words of Jack Holder.
Well, Steve, on that fateful day, I had the duty that day, which means you stay aboard and stand watch. Our section had just fell in for muster in our hangar. When the section leader began roll call, we heard a screaming aircraft. First thought was that one of our aircraft about to crash. Moments later, there was a terrible explosion. We all run outside the hangar. VP-21's hangar, which is 100 yards from ours, received the first bomb that fell on Fort Island. Aircraft were circling overhead with the rising sun insignia. We knew exactly. Immediately, what had happened? The world was changed. It so happened that one of my shipmates remembered there was a sewer line behind our hangar under construction. He says, "Let's go for the ditch. Follow me." We all ran, jumped in the ditch, sitting there clinging to each other, wondering what was happening. One of the Japanese pilots seen us, circled, strafed the ditch, hit the dirt piled up beside the ditch, missing us by a mere 3 to 4 feet.
Amazing.
I've been asked 1,000 times, I guess, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess the one that's most vivid was, Please, God, don't let me die in this ditch.
Going right.
I don't know how long we're in the ditch. This was a two-wave attack. The first wave was 187 aircraft of torpedo, dive bombers, and fighters. Struck all of the ships, aircraft, so forth, in Pearl Harbor and Fort Allen, Kaneohe, Schofield Barracks, and Hickam Field.
Yes.
The second wave, which arrived an hour and 15 minutes later, was 167 aircraft, struck the same targets. Incidentally, our aircraft, the PBYs, was only 2 weeks old. We had just returned from San Diego with them.
Mm-hmm.
About 30 of the aircraft were on fire. Aircraft were being separated. The ones damaged aircraft removed from those that were undamaged. I was directed by our leading chief to grab two other gentlemen and go inside the hangar to help ready our commanders.
As aircraft. All the time, you're under fire here. This is not, the battle's not over. They're still attacking.
But it's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
I, along with two other sailors, buttoned up the captain's aircraft. It was rolled outside, refueled, loaded with two 1,000-pound bombs. The captain and his crew flew for 19 hours looking for the Japanese forces, but found nothing.
Amazing.
I witnessed during this time devastation. I'll never forget, Steve. I seen the Arizona, Nevada, West Virginia, Tennessee, California, Utah, Oklahoma, all on fire, all sinking.
Horrible.
The destroyer Shaw was across the bay in a floating dry dock. It was also destroyed. Incidentally, the Oklahoma was torpedoed, turned bottom side up, and during this time we had construction crews cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, was now, wow, which was now upright, to retrieve the stricken sailors,
yes,
inside,
sir,
the ship.
Right.
Incidentally, 404 of those gentlemen are still there. They never got out.
How sad.
Later on in the afternoon, of course, martial law had been declared. There was a complete blackout over the islands. Machine gun pits constructed from sandbags had been erected all around Ford Island.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure, along with two shipmates, of manning one of these gun pits for 3 days and nights.
Wow.
Dining on bologna sandwiches, coffee, and fighting mosquitoes. We had no idea where the Japanese fleet was or if they planned on return, but every ship noise or every aircraft noise we heard, we said, they must be coming back. Fortunately, that didn't happen.
You bet. And, Jack, I want to stop you for just a second here because of the clock. And, again, we respect your time and, above all, your service, like many others, to the United States military. Heath Cantor, Dr. Cantor, if you just briefly say hello to our special guest here. You're a proud Marine, and he's a Navy person. So you guys are allied at the hip anyway. So, John, Dr. Cantor, if you'd be kind enough to say hello to Jack, I appreciate it.
Hi, Jack. I just want to say when Steve asked me to be on the show and he told me that you were going to be on the second hour, right away, I said, could I stay on? Because I just want you to know it truly is an honor and a privilege to meet you. My dad was in World War II in Patton's Third Army. He's gone now, but you guys truly were and are the greatest generation.
Well, I want to thank you. The feeling is mutual. I have several Marine friends that are very good friends of mine. I asked the same question of Steve, if you were going to be allowed to stay on while I was on the air. So it's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm glad I got the opportunity to just to say hello.
Well, Dr. Cantor, we're coming up to a break, and our special guest of this segment, both of you gentlemen, Jack Holder, as you know in radio, we're coming up to this break here. But I just want to mention before we officially go to this break, the book, Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement. Just tell us, because of the limited amount of time, Jack, this is a 150-page book. That's your life, but it also is dedicated to those that perished, and this is the equally important part of this. We shall never, in this radio show, ever forget the sacrifices, folks, that these people made to our country, and that includes the last person who might have been shot or stepped on an IED in Afghanistan or Iraq. Everybody's important. Everybody's job's important. So how do they get a copy of this book, Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement, if they want to get it?
It'll be available at the, probably next week, Steve, okay. On Anyway. But I can be contacted by email or whatever to sign autographed books. I'd like to explain, if I have time, Steve, explain one thing.
We just have about a minute, Jack, and that's not because I want it that way, but you go right ahead, sir.
Okay, I'd like to explain how I arrived at the book, Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement.
Yes, sir.
Anyone that's ever been in the heat of battle will tell you that there's always a moment of fear. But there's a vast difference between being afraid and fear. If you're afraid, it's long-lasting and causes bad decisions. A moment of fear tells the adrenaline to start flowing, and then it becomes excitement. It becomes a game that you desperately want to win.
You bet. And what a beautiful way to say it, and I'm thinking Dr. Cantor in the background would agree, too. Folks, we're coming up on that last break of the show. When we come back, we'll try to get as many of your calls on the air, and I'd like very much to continue our story with Jack Holder. It's simply the Jack Holder story. This book is available on Amazon, as he mentioned. Very shortly, you can check that. Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement, a World War II naval aviation story. Our special guest as we celebrate the month of May. And moving up to this particular day, May the 21st, Armed Forces Day. In the background, our music to say that we try to change the world one show at a time. And I think our listening audience would agree. We'll be right back after these important commercial announcements that keep the show on the air.
Looking for the best pizza in the valley? Then make it Raffelli's Pizza. Serving the valley since 1974, Raffelli's Pizza is proud to offer genuine New York best of the West pizza. Call owner Billy at 602-242-5117 for the many great daily specials. If it's a New York best of the West pizza, it's got to be Raffelli's Pizza. 602-242-5117.
If your needs require a process server for all your civil litigation needs, call Roadrunner Process Service, a sponsor of A Call to Rights with Steve Gates. They're fast, efficient, and reliable, providing services throughout Phoenix and Maricopa County. They perform with consistent reliability. They guarantee both value and quality and serve the most challenging defendants. Call Roadrunner Process Service now at 480-626-8718. That's 480-626-8718 or on the World Wide Web at roadrunnerprocess.com.
Don't drive another day with that crack in your windshield. Your vehicle was designed to save your life in case of an accident. Your windshield is an integral part of the crash management system. A broken windshield can become the weak link in your vehicle's protective system. Thomas Auto Glass will donate $50 in your name for every windshield replacement to the school, charity, church, or nonprofit organization of your choice that will benefit the community. Thomas Auto Glass. Call them at 602-795-3007. BeSafeFeelGood.com.
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin Brucey. Hey, all my Phoenix cousins. It's your cousin Brucey again. And you're listening to High Noon Saturday with my cousin Steve Cates.
This is Senator Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts on High Noon Saturday with Steve Cates. Make sure you get out to vote.
I'm from Russia. I listen to Steve Cates.
From the moment I see you, I say this cat is for me.
Welcome back to A Call to Rights, a show that encourages you to never be a victim, because a victim is someone with no options. Visit with us now as we investigate those options with guests from around the world. Get your calls in now, 602-277-5369. And now here's your host, Steve Cates.
Trim, trim, trim. Get on centerline. Fly the plane first and worry about all the other blankety-blank stuff later. Strive for perfection. Quotes from a naval aviator, and I think it's very appropriate that our special guest, Jack Holder, would wholeheartedly agree. A World War II naval aviation story, the book that's available as an ebook and where other good books are sold, like Amazon, is entitled simply Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement. In the background, of course, Dr. Keith Cantor, our special guest, talking about the problems that many of the veterans come back to the United States and to their families with PTSD and so much more. Jack Holder, Please continue. Your story continues in the wide, vast expanses of the Pacific Ocean. And it's so amazing because we have here Pearl Harbor survivor, PBY Squadron VP-23, Ford Island. Where do you go from there?
Well, immediately after the raid, Steve, training programs continued as they did prior to the occasion. But following the Jimmy Doolittle raid on Tokyo, our intelligence began receiving many messages using the letters AF and AO. Intelligence could not determine what they were. Chief of Intelligence told Admiral Nimitz, he says, I've determined a way to find out. He says, we'll send out an uncoded message saying Midway has just had a freshwater condenser failure. Nimitz said, send it. The Japanese took the bait. They sent out a coded message saying AF has just had a freshwater condenser failure. We knew then that what the letters meant, but they still did not know if their intention was to strike Midway or the Aleutian Islands. Nimitz believed it would be Midway. On May the 26th, 1942, my squadron, VP-23 and VP-24, left Pearl Harbor for Midway, began the search for the Japanese fleet approaching Midway. On June the 3rd, I happened to be in the second aircraft to spot this armada approaching Midway.
Wow.
When the first aircraft, 7 degrees to our left, found the fleet, we immediately flew to that spot and seen the same armada. I don't know how much time we have here, Steve, but I'll just say that...
Go ahead, sir, because I want to try to get some of the callers that want to say hi to you.
Okay. I was airborne June the 4th. I was airborne at 4 o'clock in the morning. One aircraft, another PBO, I reported many planes approaching Midway. We immediately then found two aircraft carriers, also 180 miles approaching Midway, which were reported to Midway. The forces that struck Midway, Marines in attempt to protect Midway, had 27 Brewster Buffalo fighters, which by no means were any match to the Japanese Zero. They sent 27 aloft. Only 7 returned, and they were badly damaged. In addition to that, our torpedo fleet, the USS Hornet, launched 30 torpedo planes. Only one aircraft returned.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is one of the greatest naval battles in American history.
They then launched another 15 torpedo planes. Only 4 of those survived. 45 aircraft, we lost 40.
Wow.
For the first 2 hours, we were definitely losing the battle. But just when the time was about to turn, we had airborne 3 squadrons of Douglas dive bombers searching for the Japanese fleet. They'd been airborne 2 hours, running low on fuel. But Lieutenant Commander Wade McCluskey, the leader, says we'll press on a little further. And just moments later, they spotted 3 aircraft. They spotted a fast-moving Japanese destroyer. And McCluskey says that ship has to be racing to rejoin the main fleet. We'll follow it. Moments later, they found 3 aircraft carriers.
Amazing.
Diving from 20,000 feet, they sunk 3 aircraft carriers in 4 minutes.
And Dr. Cantor's coming alive in the background. But let me jump in here, folks, because as the air traffic controller of the radio show, Jack, I love your story. Dr. Cantor, the same. Let's go to line number 2 now. Let's welcome Mark briefly for a comment. Mark in Anthem, how are you, sir?
Mr. Holder.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for your service, Jack.
Thank you, sir.
We met you before. We also saw you at Joe Foss Institute dinner not too long ago, since you're a Medal of Honor winner.
Yeah, who is this now?
Mark Singer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I shook your hand. And my 2 questions about World War II. There's so many of you guys that have really done your job, but we had a problem with George Patton being assassinated by the OSS, and we had Roosevelt knowing the Japanese military and diplomatic codes before the attack. What is your take on what really happened with World War II on those 2 issues?
Mark, thank you. We're going to have to be very brief here, Jack. I'm sorry, but please continue.
Well, as you know, FDR and Admiral Stark, because we had five listening stations set up around the world, they knew exactly where the Japanese fleet were. They were prompted every morning on their exact location. Speculation is now that FDR wanted this to happen so we could join the British in their fight against Hitler, of course. And in retrospect, even though we lost all those fine people, it was probably a good thing.
Wow.
General Patton, I have nothing but respect for General Patton.
Well, thank you, Mark. We're going to have to be abbreviated here. Thank you, Jack. Let's go to line number one, Dennis in Springfield, Illinois. Your question and comment to Jack Holder. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you, Jack. It's an honor to talk to you quickly here. I understand you were a Navy pilot, and did you, on the island of Maui, did you have opportunity on the second wave of the Japanese of 350 Zero airplanes in that battle? Did you have a chance to see the planes coming over the communications tower?
I didn't see them coming over the tower, but I seen them flying over Fort Island. I was based on Fort Island.
Wow.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, again, it's an honor to... Yeah.
Yeah, I'd just like to mention here for one brief moment.
Yes, sir.
I was a Pearl Harbor survivor. I was at the Battle of Midway. I then went to Guadalcanal. Spent 7 months, flew 48 missions over Guadalcanal and all of Solomon Islands. I was then transferred to San Diego, trained for 2 months in the B-24. And in April of 1943, I was in Dunkswell, Devonshire, England, patrolling the English Channel in the Bay of Biscay in the B-24. Flew 56 missions of anti-submarine patrol over the English Channel.
Well, you know something, Dennis, I thank you for your call, and you'll have to take the rest of the responses off air as the show concludes here. But, Jack, let's go back to you. I'm looking at you sitting here right at the dais of Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. You'll be 95 years young, and you know what, brother? If I can look as good as you do at 95, Dr. Cantor, jump in. He must be taking some secret sauce, because let me tell you something, Jack, I want that. And, Dr. Cantor, in closing, I want to thank you for being part here. You got about a minute or so to wrap up from your
sure.
side.
I just wanted to say something. If people that know Jack, Jack Holder, would email me, I'll give them an email.
Mm-hmm.
It's Keith at namedprogram.com, and tell me, I'm a friend of Jack's. Please send me your recipes and your menus on PTSD. I'll send them what it is, what foods to avoid.
That's awesome.
A menu, et cetera. I'll do it for free. Just email me at keith@namedprogram.com. Save for the next week or two, because it's really part of my program where I do it for a living. But just mention Jack Holder's name, and I'll do it for free to anybody.
No, that's very kind of you.
I guess you could mention Steve Cates, but
well,
you
that's
could
fine.
Do the real important hey. Person, which is Jack Holder.
You got that right, brother.
Thank you, Doctor.
No, I appreciate your time, Dr. Cantor, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. I want to thank you for your expertise and joining us in this rather abbreviated edition here of our conversation.
An honor.
Well, thank you, and that's why we wanted you to be here. So thank you, Doctor. We'll be communication with you, I'm sure, during the week. And looking forward to having you back here on some specifics as we go to our close of the show here in just a few minutes. So thank you, Dr. Keith Cantor, for being with us today on the radio.
Thanks for having me. And
my pleasure.
And Doctor, I want to say again, it's a pleasure talking with you.
Well, that's awesome. Now, you have about a minute or two to wrap up here. So, again, the book, Fear, Adrenaline, and Excitement, Amazon.com, of course, and wherever good books are sold, but particularly as an ebook. Jack, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that? Let me say this, and I'm going to throw this out to you. You didn't know I was going to say this. But for folks that have organizations and for speaking, you're a man that I think would just simply, you are captivating us. What's the best way for them to get in touch with you if you choose to do that? I mean, on this radio show, to give out your phone number or email. What would you like to do?
Either one, email and phone.
And I do have this email right here. It's Jack and the letter N, Ruth, just like Jack and Ruth. 10, the number 10, at yahoo.com. I'll repeat it again. Jack N. Ruth, all together, no breaks, no separation, 10, at yahoo.com.
And I'll give you my phone there, Steve.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Landline is 480 895-0508. Mm-hmm. My cell is 480-812-5330.
Let me repeat those. If you'd like to call Jack directly at his home, I'm going to leave it at that, 480-895-0508. Jack, we're running out of time, but your life continues here. When's your birthday?
December 13th.
How about that? So right after Pearl Harbor anniversary comes Jack Holder's birthday, and you will be 95 years young.
Be 95 in December.
What's the secret?
Well, a lot of good exercise, a lot of golf, a lot of good food.
And someone in your life that loves you dearly, too.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
I was once in a doctor's office, Steve, and she come in and she looked at my chart and looked back at me and looked at the chart again, says, I want to know the secret. I said, well, a lot of good exercise and two scotch and sodas every night. She says, I'm going to have one tonight.
I love it. Jack Holder, ladies and gentlemen, Fear, Adrenaline, Excitement, Dr. Keith Cantor, and thank you. Next week, more exciting guests as we continue to count down, that is, this very turbid political year. As you know, many say we're on the road to perdition. Now we have Donald Trump that looks like he's the likely nominee for the Republicans, and Hillary Clinton. What are you going to do to save freedom? We're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. I'm Steve Cates, thanking Mike O'Connor, our producer, with all the 50,000 watts of independent talk, 1100 KFNX, beamed in your direction. We'll see you next week. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, those that served this month, May, Armed Forces Day, the 21st of May. We salute you and thank you for your service.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations.